It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and welcome if you're joining us at Iowa Public Radio's Facebook page for this Facebook Live event. And in our Cedar Falls studios, we have Trees Reach. That's Trees Reach on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. Welcome to Cedar Falls. You guys are from Cedar Rapids. Not too far of a trip for you.
No.
Good to have you here. Dylan is going to be speaking for the band for the most part, I guess. This band, Trees Reach, to familiarize people with who you are, you started out as a band called Live Broadcast.
Yeah.
And then how did you become Trees Reach?
We were live broadcast for about 3 years or so. It was last year, early on, that we decided that that name was just way too hard to market because you can't Google live broadcast and possibly get us. So that's when we started hunting for a new name and went through many different ones before we arrived at Trees Reach, but that was one that seemed to be mutually pleasing to us.
And now you're doing a live broadcast.
That's right.
Life is strange sometimes. So you've got a debut album out right now. It's called Some Night You Will Hear Me Crowing. Mm-hmm. And before that, there was a single. And mm-hmm. Have there been any other releases other than those?
Not as Trees Reach.
Okay.
No.
That's very impressive then, Dylan, because the album is so accomplished. And I imagine that's what you were after. You obviously put a lot into it. Tell us about the making of the album.
The making of this album was such a weird and convoluted and kind of ramshackle process. It was recorded in a bunch of different places over a lot of years. It actually started as a different project with me and a different guy. And then Riley joined our band, and we recorded basically a whole version of an album. It wasn't quite the same as what you hear now. There's lots of different songs. There's lots of changes we made to it. It kind of sat in limbo for like a couple years, and then Luke joined the band and we said, you know, we really like these songs. We'd like to still move forward with them and make them part of our catalog. And so we decided to just embrace all that material as stuff that could be on our debut album. And we had, of course, Luke do the drums for it. We rewrote a ton of the music and re-recorded most of it. There's just a few ghosts of the past on the album right now in terms of what we recorded like 3 or 4 years ago with our other guy.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking more about that debut album as we go on. And we also want to mention at least a couple of times that you have the album release show coming up at the famous Mockingbird in Marion. That's this Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay, Friday, March 23rd, the famous Mockingbird in Marion. And let's hear more right now from Trees Reach.
Say a word about growing old. sail stood empty, motionless at sea. Some far shore, I heard you call to me. And once I swam across the water, I fell in your arms and found relief.
That's Trees Reach here on Iowa Public Radio. It's Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. Much more to come from Trees Reach. The album out now, it's called Some Night You Will Hear Me Crowing. How does the songwriting work in the band?
For the debut album, it was pretty 50-50 split, Riley and me. Riley's the guitarist, lead guitarist. But all three of us in the main core of the band all do writing, and so I guess we'll kind of see how that pans out in the future. You know, it's still pretty brand new, but we like to keep it as collaborative as possible.
Was one person mainly responsible for the lyrics or not?
I would say lyrics were like 70-30, me, Riley.
Huh.
By the end, it was probably more like 85-15.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we rewrote a bunch of songs.
That's true. Yeah, we'll keep it at that. 85-15,
okay.
Me, Riley.
The final word on that.
That's right.
Well, you know, again, it's such an accomplished album. I mean, you were talking about how it kind of took shape over the course of a few years. But, you know, the final result is pretty seamless. I would never have guessed that, you know, you had been... and it just flows so nicely. And, you know, it's the kind of album that really does reward the listener's attention. And that's not always the case these days.
That's what we're going for.
The songs are interconnected in some way, not always really obvious. And, you know, there's lyrical ideas that reoccur. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of surprised, you know, I thought you were going to tell me that one guy did the lyrics, so.
No, it was just, yeah.
Again,
just,
that's great that that collaboration could. So what's the deal with Peter Pan?
What's the deal with Peter Pan? What a question.
And we should mention that the title of the album is a reference to Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And also there's a couple of song titles that are from Peter Pan.
Yeah, so the album from the get-go, I mean literally from the truly get-go when we first started writing songs for what ended up becoming this album, it was all about escapism, and we wanted it to take the form of a concept album of a guy who is going back and forth between his dreams and reality and what effect that takes on him. Coincidentally, during this time, when I was about 17, I read Peter Pan for the first time. I picked it because I forgot I had a book report due, and I had to read it super fast. And it's short, and it's an easy read. But by the end of it, I was blown away. It's the most, yeah, it's just such an incredible narrative, and the language that J.M. Barrie uses is incomparable. Almost like he's writing it from the perspective of a child. So we really, really quickly started to become inspired by that idea of, you know, let's take it from being just sort of a detached musical experiment of how can we separate dreams and reality sonically and how does that sound, how can those play with each other, into making it an album about growing up and about how difficult it can be to leave things behind, especially things that you think define you. They probably don't, but the things that you think define you, leaving those things behind and how it can really feel like killing your child. Like it can feel like, I don't know, betraying yourself or something. So the whole narrative is from that perspective, and it's somewhat autobiographical. I would say it's more auto-experiential. All the emotional high points are things that I or Riley or Luke or whoever who can relate with and have experienced, but we built the narrative to be more of a universal expression of these certain truths we were trying to communicate.
Okay. Again, the album is called Some Night You Will Hear Me Crowing, and you can go to treesreach.com and get the download for the album, and it's whatever you want to pay for it. Is that how that works?
That's correct. It has to be over a dollar, right? Or at least a dollar? Is that the story?
I think so.
Yeah, at least a dollar.
Okay. And there will also be a physical CD coming out in time for the album release show on Friday, right?
Yes, indeed. Released on Friday is when we'll be putting those on our website.
Go there and get it, or get it on your website, treesreach.com. Let's hear some more. It's Trees Reach.
Thank you. that's so a part of me. I've seen through the better parts of you. What you choose to be, I swam contrite to your bright shore. Thank you. day again. Did it ever die? There's no music in the birds, no meaning in the sky. It's all just blacks and blues. The book reads different now. The words don't seem so near. But like museum artifacts, stay the same each year. All that changes is you. But how do I measure these changes when they left behind no infinities that spin our nights? I'd stare into the sky, or in each time my mother read to me at night. Cause though they're wider than the night expanse and brighter than the sun, I'm lost in the dross of black and white. But still, I am pulled along by the passing years. Through depths I can't construe.
Trees Reach here on Studio One Tracks. And again, the album release show is this Friday, March 23rd, at the famous Mockingbird in Marion. The album will be available there as a CD, and you can also find it as a CD on the treesreach.com website beginning Friday. And right now it's available as a download for a donation. Any other upcoming dates you wanted to mention?
April 20th, we'll be at the M Shop in Ames with Lonely Biscuit. That'll be a fun show. Before that, April 10th, we're doing an Opus Concert Cafe. So go to our Facebook page to check those out for more info.
Okay. Again, the album's called Some Night You Will Hear Me Crowing. And, you know, I can see 10 years down the road or so, you guys doing this with an orchestra behind you or something.
That'd be great.
You know, the music lends itself to that. As you'll hear when you get the album, Some Night You Will Hear Me Crowing. I'd like to thank Phil Moss, our technical producer. Also, thanks to Chris Fenton and Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet, and we have a couple more from Trees Reach. And also, I want to remind you that we have singer-songwriter Dan Tedesco coming up this Wednesday. Another live Studio One Tracks broadcast from our Cedar Falls studios. That will also be a Facebook live event at Iowa Public Radio's Facebook page. I'm Mark Simmet, and a couple more now from Trees Reach.
passed me by as I wandered, chased and strayed. My window said, these images. Thank you. despite the things you've left undone. 'Cause though the light may strike you blind, it casts your shadow far behind. It casts your shadow.